He's back from Cochin. He will eat anything, even from a dustbin. Everyone clapped. Jatin got up and danced. Pushkin was bored. He decided to have some idlis. At school, they had to find their new classroom. Jatin ran in and grabbed a seat. Kiran went to a bench in the first row, right under the teacher's nose. Pushkin sat alone. No one wanted to sit with him. Not enough space, they said. Pushkin shrugged. He would have space for his dabbas. He arranged them neatly on the desk, only the ones that were not empty. Pushkin looked up when he heard shuffling. They were all standing up. "Good morning, sir," they sang in chorus. "Do I look like a sir to you?" the teacher thundered. "I am Sarita. You will call me Sari, ma'am." "Good morning, ma'am," they all sang again. Class 3. Sari, ma'am, thumped the desk.
"Attendance," she boomed.
"Arjun?"
"Present, sir, ma'am," came the answer from the back bench.
"Kiran?"
When Kiran stood, his head almost touched ma'am's nose.
"Present, ma'am,"
he said loudly.
"I can see that. No need to shout,"
ma'am muttered.
"Pushkin?"
Pushkin stood up, upsetting some of the boxes.
"Present, ma'am,"
he said. One by one, the names were called out. Then class began. It was something about planets. Pushkin was bored. He looked around. Sari, ma'am, had a loud voice, but Sachin managed to sleep. When he was not singing, he was sleeping. Pushkin wished he could sleep. Then he wouldn't be so hungry. He opened a box and ate corn kernels while ma'am was busy drawing the solar system on the board. Kiran was furiously taking down notes. Ma'am sneezed. Pushkin wondered if he wrote that in his notes too. Would he write sneeze or achoo?